This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district. The development projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate, lay foundation stones and launch several projects and programs that will accelerate development in various sectors in Bihar, including railways, roads, socio-economic growth, IT and fisheries. The Prime Minister will launch the state-of-the-art and affordable Amrit Bharat Express train service, which will run daily between Rajendra Nagar, Patna and New Delhi. He will also flag off other Amrit Bharat Express trains connecting major cities of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, including Darbhanga to Gomti Nagar, Lucknow, Malda Town to Gomti Nagar and Bapu Dham Motihari to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Prime Minister will inaugurate newly constructed software technology parks in Darbhanga and Patna. These parks will play a significant role in promoting services and exports related to information technology, electronic design, manufacturing, startup and other IT sectors. Reinforcing the commitment to women-led development, the Prime Minister will also provide financial assistance of over 400 crore rupees to more than 61,000 self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya National Rural Livelihood Mission. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, Mr. Modi will facilitate Grih Pravesh ceremonies for more than 12,000 beneficiaries and disburse over 160 crore rupees through Direct Benefit Transfer (DBT) to more than 40,000 beneficiaries. With Dharmendra Kumar's report from Motihari, this is Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Later in the day at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, the Prime Minister will lay foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. These projects span key sectors such as oil and gas, power, railways and roads. India has successfully test-fired nuclear-capable short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 from an integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast, demonstrating its strategic deterrence capability. The Defence Ministry said test-firing of the missiles conducted by the Elite Strategic Forces Command validated all operational and technical parameters. On Wednesday, India successfully test-fired indigenously developed Akash Prime missile in Ladakh that has been customized to operate at an altitude above 4,500 meters. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel, INS Nistar, at Visakhapatnam today. The name Nistar originates from Sanskrit and it means liberation, rescue or salvation. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Visakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defence manufacturing. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, Jagat Prakash Nadda, has said the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. U.S. State Department has designated the Resistance Front, TRF group, behind the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack as a terrorist organization. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Trump administration has declared the TRF as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. He said the move demonstrates Trump administration's commitment to protecting our national security interests, countering terrorism and enforcing President Trump's call for justice for the Pahalgam attack. TRF, a Lashkar-e-Tayyaba front and proxy, claimed responsibility for the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack, which killed 26 civilians. In a major breakthrough, the Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terrorist Squad has arrested Rashid, a key associate of self-styled spiritual leader Shangur Baba, for his alleged role in a large-scale religious conversion racket. In wrestling, India's Surjit Kalkal claimed the gold medal in 65kg men's freestyle category at the prestigious Polyak Imer and Vaga Yanis Memorial Tournament taking place in Budapest, Hungary. And that is the end of this news bulletin.